AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democratic lawmakers say former President Bill Clinton has tried to answer every question during a deposition over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Ed Donahue reports he maintains he did nothing wrong.
Clinton told members of Congress he saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse. Clinton is appearing before the House Oversight Committee. James Comer is the chair.
Secretary Clinton confirmed this yesterday. Jeffrey Epstein was in the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. We know that Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least 27 times. So those are questions that we're going to ask.
Melanie Stansbury is a Democrat on the committee.
President Clinton, as of today, has not been accused of a crime. There are not public files available that accuse him of a crime, whereas there are publicly available documents that do allege a crime of President Trump.
Clinton says he saw nothing and did nothing wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's in Texas this afternoon talking about energy and the economy amid a hotly contested Republican primary for Senate. All three candidates expected to join him. Leaving the White House, he talked to reporters about foreign policy matters.
The Cuban government is talking with us. And they're in a big deal of trouble, as you know. They have no money. They have no anything right now. But they're talking with us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba.
On nuclear talks with Iran and the possibility of another war.
But we haven't made a final decision. We're not exactly happy with the way they negotiated. They cannot have nuclear weapons, and we're not thrilled with the way they're negotiating. So we'll see how it all works.
Pakistan's defense minister says the country is now in open war with Afghanistan after the two traded attacks. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as investors kept punishing companies that they think could become losers in the AI revolution. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 521 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Block, the parent company of the Square and Cash apps, said it's cutting nearly half its workforce because it figures AI tools can replace them. Worries about competition from AI helped push software companies lower. Salesforce dropped more than 2%. Netflix jumped almost 14% after abandoning its bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. That leaves the way open for Paramount Skydance to buy the company. Paramount soared more than 20%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.